At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Bro, some of my friends who are married, they're simps, bro.
I want to get in love one day, but I'm a man. Like, you don't baby a man.
Oh, you were a really good boy today.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
Do I get extra back scratches?
You do, sweet boy.
What do you mean you can't play Call of Duty tonight? Your wife says you played too much. Bro, you're whipped. No,
I promise. I'll find a girl that I'm going to do what I want to do. You feel me?
Hey, Katie, I finished your list of things for me to do. Do you think I could get 1 hour of video game time?
No, not today.
Okay.
Oh, check this out. Yeah, I know. It was on the side of the road. It's like a cool 90s like locker thing. I don't know if you put beers in it or something. Yeah, I don't know where to put it, but
I found a great deal on this painting. I think it really completes the space.
Good try, but no, you're gonna have to return it.
Okay, sweetie. Mm-hmm. I know you have a great eye for this.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just not ready to settle down, but I got options. You know what I'm saying? I got options.
Yeah, back when I was single, the ladies loved me. I'm not gonna lie.
Who? Like your aunts?
No. Like other... Some of my buddies, their wives boss them around. It's like their mom, basically. I would never sign up for that.
Hey, you need to go empty the dishwasher.
Okay. Can I do it? You're not my mom. Okay, stop bossing me. You got it, mommy.
Before versus after marriage, do you let Rachel boss you around?
No. Rachel's never bossed around a person in her life.
Okay.
Rachel's, favorite words are, you can pick three favorite words just for everything.
Three favorite.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Up to you. Those are also in the running. Yeah, so not quite.
We're back, guys. Correct opinions. We have a good one today. Hope you got your eggs for a good deal. And we have a big announcement. Plus much more. So sit back and relax, enjoy Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Okay, that was theme song this week felt extra long because everyone is wondering, Trey, what is the big,
announcement
about eggs?
The eggs, the prices of eggs are skyrocketing.
Yes.
Bird flus. And I heard they're trying to smuggle them in from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And if you have chickens in your backyard, it's basically
hold on to them.
They're like the gold bar of animals.
Yeah. So tell me your big announcement.
It's good for you. And then the announcement is we're going back on tour.
Oh. I thought it was the chicken
Katie's
farm.
She's pregnant again. We don't know how.
It's the egg thing.
She's due in February and August.
We told you we had a big egg announcement.
The Grow Up Comedy Tour is pre-sale now. Go to treykinney.com. You'll figure it out. Also, you'll find it there. The pre-sale code is grow up, one word, no space, and the tour is coming to like 25 something cities
for now. I know you guys are gonna freak out and say, oh wow, you guys hate Baja California. Yeah, we do.
Some of the cities we do hate. We're gonna come to some obvious cities that aren't on this leg of the tour, but some cities we are not coming to.
You guys be the judge. Which ones do you think we hate?
So thank you to anyone's already bought tickets. Go get them. Very excited. Been working on the show for a while and still working on it, and we're going to bring it to you. So get your tickets before they're gone. We can't wait. Grow Up Tour.
You sent over the email and I was kind of looking over all the cities and it was exciting.
And Jake will be there.
Oh, I will be there. That's fun.
Katie won't.
I will be there for some of them.
For some?
Yeah.
She won't be performing at all of them.
She's confident she's going to bring our baby to all these shows. So we're hopeful.
Not all of them, but some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Katie will be at the Kansas City show.
Yes,
for sure.
For sure at that one.
She's going to come to some.
I liked, I didn't know this was a city, but Wabash. I liked seeing that on the schedule. That's fun.
Wabash, Indiana.
I also had to Google that, yep.
Wabash. It's going to be lit there.
Yeah, that's fun.
So yeah, thank you guys. Go get your tickets. Very excited. And we're going on tour, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, you feeling good? You got kid coming soon and you got a tour coming a little later. Two exciting things.
Very excited. That's when like I told you, what am I most excited for in 2023? This tour.
Yeah.
Not the kid. I'm most fulfilled by and overjoyed by my son, but excited, no. Is that fair, Katie?
You're still not really selling.
Yeah, I'm not really landing that plane.
Yeah, you've tried a few times and it hasn't worked.
I'm most excited about the tour.
You've been on a tour before, so you know what that's going to be like. You haven't had a kid, so it's tough to know.
Yeah. Like, the tour's fun pretty much all the time.
Oh. Yeah, so, I think this should just be one of these.
That's enough.
No. Yeah. Hey, button came early.
I thought those batteries were dead. Speaking of what not to say, have people been saying stuff to you that you don't like? Like, what do you not say to a pregnant lady?
Like,
hey, biggin.
Yeah.
I know. Jake. After the fourth time Jake walked in on Monday and said, hey, big girl.
Hey, yeah. Who's big heifer?
Yeah. Katie finally was like, could you stop? Okay, so we don't like that.
Yeah.
Do you get the same lines a lot? It's kind of like whenever you say, oh, we're in Kansas City, people go, now is that Kansas or Missouri? I feel like when you say I'm pregnant, people go, well...
I feel like
not jealous of you.
Yeah. Wow, that's gonna be a lot.
Get your sleep now.
Get your sleep now. Ugh. I golfed in Orlando and someone was literally like, well, hope you enjoy that golf. That's coming to an end. Like, geez. I can't ever play ever again.
Mood Swings Golf, buddy. Look it up.
Look it up.
We'll find a way. Yeah,
I've monetized it. So who's the dummy? Now I have to.
Now I need to monetize video games.
I need to be a Twitch streamer because Katie does not like my new video. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, yeah.
Judge Jake. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I don't think I've not had any too crazy of comments.
My wife's gotten, you look puffy.
One? Hey, Jigglypuff. What character did you play with? I assume Bowser or Jigglypuff?
Kirby, probably.
By someone on the puffier side, too. So, I don't know.
Does that make it What's better or worse?
Because they might real recognize it, real.
Yeah, real recognize. She's like, as of one puffy to another, welcome to the club.
I don't think that's... No, I think that they might be a little delusional. Or they want to bring other people down.
Yeah, it might be worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. If some just like jacked dude was like, you gained a little weight. I'd be like, dude, well, easy for you to say.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
9% body fat.
Right. You want a fellow fatty to be like...
Hey, wintertime, bulk up, baby. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
It's okay. You know what?
Yeah, I'm still thriving.
You do say, like, in a joking way, is like, geez, are you going to eat more? You, like, make fun of, like, how much I'm eating.
Eating for two, I can see.
Yeah. You don't like that?
No.
It's just kind of a cliche. You just hear it a lot.
Yeah.
It's not really rude. Him. It's just... Oh.
She'd be putting it away, man.
All right.
Yeah, you tried to eat my... I made this, like... yummy breakfast sandwich and I brought it over and he tried to eat it.
You saw her today. She says don't make fun of the way I eat, but she whipped up a pretty impressive bagel egg sandwich and I go, that looks good. You made that? Let me try a bite. And her first reaction was
yeah, it's
she,
mine.
She like, dodged me and pulled it's away. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, she potty. She's like a Rottweiler or something.
Or
yeah, we have a covenant oath together. I get a bite of your food no matter what.
Or the other morning I had made muffins and there were only three left the next morning, and so I brought the three over and I had already started eating. He ate one and he was like, oh, so you get two and I get one. I was like, yeah, one, two. One,
two. You pointed to your head.
Yeah,
is that one. Where the food goes?
One.
Oh, that's like Katie.
Baby. Yeah, okay. Two. Yeah.
As far as worst things to say to a pregnant woman. This isn't really a sentence, but tell me how this would make you feel. If someone came up and they were just like...
You know, I'm not
pig
sure...
Pig sounds?
I don't think my first reaction would be that they were talking about me. I would think there was something wrong with
that. So that seems okay, honestly. Then.
Oh, it's okay.
Katie says it's fair game.
I would be scared.
Just someone walked up to you as you were like backing up your shopping cart and just went beep, beep, beep. With that.
If some stranger had the balls to do that, would
you say that's funny? Because sometimes if it's funny, it doesn't matter if it's mean.
Yeah, the funny's got to outweigh the mean.
Funny has to outweigh the mean. Did you ever? Were you a class clown?
Yeah, the older I got, the classier and clownier I got.
Did you ever get? Were you ever funny enough to outweigh some disruption? Because that was the sweetest moment.
Probably if like I had an audience and the audience was on my side.
That's a big part of. I'd imagine as a teacher, if you have a genuinely funny student, it's got to be tough, brutal. I vividly remember seventh grade. I did something and our math teacher, he just lost it. He's like, Trey, what were you saying? I don't remember the details, but I repeated what I said and the whole class died laughing. And he was like, and he goes, he just outwardly goes, this is what sucks. You were wrong, but it was so funny that it's okay.
That's
when
you knew.
And that was when I knew I'd have a podcast with
grow
Jake
up
Triplett.
Comedy tour.
Yeah. This is one of my, what do they call those in your life? Does it have a name? Pivotal moment.
Oh, sure.
Is there a fancier name for that? Core memory.
Core memory?
I don't know.
Your magnum opus?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just trying to find words.
I like that. I think that's fancy.
Okay, fun. I didn't really have that happen, but one thing that did happen in a classroom is one time I released some flatulence. And
always hilarious.
On purpose or...
Yeah, I think it was on purpose. I think it was like, there is a,
okay.
I know this is not going to be good for everyone, but it's one of those times where it's like, I don't feel well. Like I can't even sit up straight because this hurts so bad. Like I have to like bend over it. So it's like, I'm going to feel so much better. This is a selfish move. I release it. And it was, I don't need to get into detail, but it was like awful. It was like when it's like acidic almost. And it's like, I can't even believe that came from like a human.
You're like, do I need to see a doctor?
Yeah. It's like, they should study that. And it was so bad. I remember it was towards the end of the year. And I don't know if I've ever told this on a podcast. I think I've maybe only told like Rachel this story. But
yeah, let it vent it out, man.
It was towards the end of the school year.
Keep it in.
Pranks were going around. I think it was like eighth or ninth grade. The smell was so bad and it overcame the entire room so fully and so quickly that our teacher it wasn't even in his mind that this could have come from a human. He thought this had to be some type of chemical warfare. And so two kids were laughing in the back when the smell started to really fill the room. And so I still remember he sent Keaton and Jeremiah to the principal's office for putting a stink bomb in the classroom. He was so positive.
Gosh.
It wasn't even like a thought to him that this could have been a fart. Yeah, this could have come from a digestive system.
It was Steve and Trish who made the stink bomb.
He was like, this has to be some type of like fox urine, you know, stink bomb thing, whatever. Classic, you know, end of the school year prank.
And Keaton. you just wrote it out. You just kind of sat.
Oh, that sucks for Keaton and Jeremiah. Yeah. they shouldn't have been laughing.
I mean, that's wild that it was potent enough to fill an entire room.
Yeah, I think you go big or don't fart at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right? The lesson. That's a classic class clown move.
Wow.
I thought you were going to tell a story of like entertaining the class, but you just scarred some of those
people.
Well,
in a way,
life.
Yeah, I did, you know, affect the class all at once.
And you never confessed this to any friend, anyone ever. You just wrote it out.
Never told them. I don't think I told anyone in high school. Yeah.
They were expelled and they are now homeless under a bridge.
Yeah. It was too bad for them.
All because of Jake's fart.
Yeah. Eighth or ninth grade, Coach Mosman's class. Sorry about that, guys.
It was smart for you to roll with it, though, because if you fess up, you're called like stink bomb triplet the rest of high school. You don't know what those kids could run with.
I don't want to let them have that opportunity.
No. That was smart.
Yeah. So there, getting some secrets out today.
Sometimes you release them like that, man. I'll never forget when I was on a dance floor at a bar years ago.
Okay. That's where every man thinks it's okay to just really.
This is a common problem?
Yes. Any bar or dance floor, there is guaranteed one moment where everyone's like, oh, come on. I mean, it is a problem.
It was. You're like, you're in the middle of the dance floor and everyone's vibing. And you're like, I just got to. And like, no one will ever know. And you start to see the people start to react. And so, of course, you gotta kind of join in. You're, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. It just got to me. Oh,
right. Who did that? Yeah. And
yeah.
You kind of vibe out of there.
So, FYI, everyone knows it's not something you like.
Everyone knew it was me?
Yeah.
There's something amazing about humans. They do know. Because I felt like people knew, but how would they know? Yeah. There's eight of us in 2 square feet. How do they know?
It's like based on personality, like who would do this?
I was the only white person near. I feel like it's a white person move.
To fart in public?
Yeah, I don't feel like black dudes are just ripping it. I feel like it's a weird white dude move.
Tell you what, I've got.
I do.
I've gotten good.
I'll tell you what, black people have gone through enough stinky stuff in this country, right? They don't need that.
And so that's why they say we will not fart in public.
Mm-hmm. In my head, that makes sense.
Yeah. I've gotten good recently at convincing myself that no one will be able to backtrack or even smell me on an airplane.
Airplanes of.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pretty tight space, but that air is getting recycled all the time. And you get on the flight and there's no one sitting next to you yet. So what do? You let out a little practice one. You know, kind of a test sample.
I don't want to sit next to me.
Yeah, and so...
Well, it's pretty bold because if someone sits down, they automatically know it's you.
It is bold. It is bold. You got to kind of gauge the... I look at film all throughout the week.
It's a big timing, yeah.
I gauge the line and who looks like they might want to sit, you know, middle seat. And so you kind of, you know, you lift one leg kind of... And just kind of see. Also risky on an airplane, too. A lot of loud noises. You got your AirPods in. How loud was that? I don't know, actually.
I don't know.
And... then you're like, I feel like I should be smelling it better than anyone. And I'm sitting right here and I don't. So I think we're good to go the rest of the flight.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they just have at it.
I'm so glad that all those like 100 flights we took together last year, we never sat near.
We're always sitting in different spots.
I'm so glad.
Don't worry about it.
Katie's tried to blame me a few times on flights. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. I promise.
Oh.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I've been on a
Not
couple.
Not saying that I did it. Like someone else did it.
I've been on one or two flights where you see multiple rows kind of keeling over. You know, someone did something diabolical in there. Oof. Speaking of that, eggs. Remember those are expensive.
Remember that big egg announcement you had?
Derek, what's the deal with the eggs you said?
Yeah,
it's a bird flu.
That's some of the reason I think is there's bird flu, and then I think distributors not getting paid enough, so there's an egg shortage, and eggs are really high. I text Trey and Jake yesterday. It's like, guys, eggs.
Guys, the eggs. We got to talk about the eggs tomorrow.
They were so excited for
it. I had no idea, but I believe you.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it yet, but now I'm seeing more and more stuff about it. Big fan of eggs.
Same.
That's all Katie eats, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know are you allowed to eat a bunch of eggs when you're pregnant? Or are you going to turn them into something weird?
Can't be runny, right?
Yeah.
Can't be runny.
They'd be fully cooked, but.
Or he'll melt.
Wait, why can't you have runny eggs?
Because then.
Undercooked, and there could be.
Then he'll be undercooked.
Yeah, oh.
Then he'll be undercooked. Mm-hmm.
It's like the bird flu thing. You touch a sick bird, now you get bird flu.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which Katie wasn't here last week. Did you have a bad egg? Did you have an undercooked egg?
Honestly, maybe. It's still out.
So you think it was food poisoning or?
Now I'm thinking it was a virus.
Why?
Because the food item that everyone was claiming it to be, there were like 2 people who did not eat that.
Oh,
item.
Here's the deal. So we had a big chili cook-off with friends. 20 people.
Did you? Because you didn't say that there was like 12 people that got sick.
No, because while we record the podcast,
that's when it was all happening. Yet.
So Katie wasn't here last week. We thought it was just, oh, that sucks, some pregnancy thing. But we had 20 people over for a chili cook-off, like a fun hang, watching football. And our group text next day, 12 of the 20 reported throwing up, etc.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh. So then immediately we're thinking, okay, food poisoning. We started whittling it down, and we think there's a batch of cinnamon rolls that some of the non-six people, including myself, I had like one tiny piece of it. So there was an initial theory of the cinnamon roll virus.
This is like a word problem.
It wasn't the chili because I don't eat meat. So the only chili I ate was my vegetable chili that I made, and not everyone ate that.
And there was one other like vegetarian chili that everyone ate. About Katie didn't even try that, which number one is funny that she wouldn't even try one other veggie chili. But
really
two, I was really, really rooting for the veggie chili to have nearly killed everyone because a veggie chili is very annoying and insulting.
Is there a chance that the cinnamon roll could have been the antidote in those who had the chili but also had the cinnamon roll did not get sick? Have we looked at that theory?
No, that is a brilliant theory. So yes. the weird veggie chili got people sick. But if you ate the chili without the cinnamon roll, you got even more sick.
That's when you got the most sick. Yes. Yeah.
And it depended on how much cinnamon roll you had. And then now you're saying maybe it's sickness.
Yeah. And then it came out. And then like someone got sick like a day later. So it's like, oh, that doesn't really work timing for like food poisoning. Mm. So I don't know. We'll never know. But let me tell you, it was not fun.
How's your wife with getting sick, Derek? She handled it like a champ or?
Yeah, she's, it doesn't fade her.
Have you basically been around sick Rachel yet? Trenches?
I feel like the entire time we've been dating, I've been the one who's gotten sick.
Katie, there's different types of sickness, right? Cold.
Yeah, that's true.
Flu, like those.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Okay, bend my ear a little bit.
What's wrong with this?
But I will be the first to admit
different kinds of sickness.
That when I am throwing up, it is bad. I do not.
The level of drama is unmatched. She takes
it sucks.
She takes anything else. For some reason, puking's like her worst nightmare.
Any other sickness, I'm like, okay, whatever. I can just go through this. But I just hate it so much.
I came home from the podcast, and just walked into her like she had made a full pallet like next to the toilet, just sitting there.
I couldn't leave the toilet. It was like so a sad.
Doggy like, bed. Come on. I was like, just the bed's only like 10 feet away. Like surely you couldn't like.
No, it was too far.
And then I was just down like, all right, you know, kind of get her squared away. I think I'm good. And I was sitting downstairs. I hear like an hour later.
I don't think you need to like reenact it.
No, because some people puke like this. Some people puke like this. That's what I do. And then you're done. Or some people puke like this.
Okay. Well, I've been puking for hours at this point. And I am 36 like, weeks okay? pregnant. So yeah, that's how I felt.
It was wild.
What's your puke position? Do you get down on your knees or are you like more like bending over?
I mean... I'm in a different situation right now.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, with the stomach.
So I actually kind of did like a squat.
Oh, no wonder you're making those noises. Your legs were cramping.
I had to push our son back in there. I was like, nah, he's undercooked.
Quit pushing.
Yeah, poor guy was like on a roller coaster in there. I mean, it was.
That was the funniest part. I guess he was like moving the crazy ways. He's probably like, whoa, dude. I
mean, there's stuff flying the wrong direction all of a sudden.
He's like,
this woman carrying me is usually pretty chill. Yeah. Why is she screaming?
Wow.
He was like really like pushed out. Like I could tell like he was like really on this outside the entire day. And all I could think was that he was like trying to get away from my insides.
Oh my God.
It's like there's a lot of weird noises and like.
Is that stink bomb triplet?
Go to the office, Katie. So. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I've been on record before saying that throwing up is one of the worst like naturally occurring things that can happen to a human. Like, just one of the things that's going to happen to everyone, it is the worst. You're so sweaty. I think the last time I did it was at a Topgolf. That wasn't ideal either.
Where you do it's tough. I would agree. Yeah. I have luckily not. I had a brutal sickness in St. Lucia on our flight home. That's.
Ooh, a flight.
A flight's a tough one.
Oh, I would not want that.
We had a friend. We had a couple who they were gearing up for a flight to Europe, you know, a 10-day trip to Europe or whatever. Yeah. And at the morning of. He starts puking. They're like, okay. They go to the airport. Like, we have this whole thing booked. And then at the airport, he's puking at the airport. They're 10 minutes to boarding. He's puking. Yeah. And they have a quick moment of like, silence. I'm actively puking. Do we get on this 12-hour flight? And they're like, yeah, we're doing it. And I guess they were like, hopefully it's just like, you know, food, you know, most of those, when you're puking that much, it usually passes. Unless it's a crazy, it usually passes in like 24 hours, right? So he, I think, had a heck of an adventure on the flight. Had a rough maybe first day, and then day two he was vibing.
Wow, good rally.
Mahomes
energy. One of my worst
it was still like post COVID, but still kind of it's like last year, right? Oh. So can you imagine being on a flight to Europe, but the guy was just
excuse me, everyone, before we board, just want to know I am very sick. I will be near the bathroom.
That's, I mean, think about. I actually, one of our friends, who's a girl, also had that issue on their way home from like Bahamas or Mexico or something. And I asked her, I was like, was it like fairly obvious that you were very sick in the bathroom and you were like in there for a long time? And she was like, oh yeah, everyone knew.
Got a couple nicknames.
Yeah.
Man. It's yeah. Brutal. Puking on a flight would not be fun. I remember everyone's gotten car sick at some point in their life. I remember on the flight to Australia, towards the end of it, we started having weird turbulence, like side-to-side turbulence, and I was getting plane sick, and I was like, oh, brother, this is going to be a nightmare if this, like, escalates any. And so I just had to, like, focus on just, like, I forgot what I even focused on, but it was almost scary. We avoided puke, but it was almost scary.
I just thought of that. I'm sorry we're talking so much about number number two and number three, which is obviously puking. Mm-hmm. We want to go to Australia, and that's, like, a 15-plus-hour flight, right?
But if we stop in Australia, it's not too bad. Or if we stop in
Australia. Oh, thank God.
You were thinking about that?
I thought they have to go around the whole time. And they go around once and then land.
So you just go there and then you're there. No, so if you stop in Hawaii, I don't think that's nearly as bad.
Which, true. Yeah, a little hint there. But, well, okay, but let's say it's a 15-hour flight because I've never thought of this until right now. But the longest flight I've done is maybe 11 hours. And I feel like that's right on the cusp of number two territory, right? Like, everyone's probably getting on that flight. We all agree we're not going to do this here. It's kind of like a tour bus.
Yeah.
You can't go number two on the tour bus.
Save it.
But 15-hour flight, you start to have a lot of people probably needing to. But that's a weird situation.
Okay, so is it life hack? They get on it as soon as you get on, go. Be one of the first to use it.
Yeah, just stake your claim.
Stake your flag in there.
I'm sure they thought of that in the plane. They must have some really good, because a tour bus, you absolutely can't do that, because I guess you're just going to be smelling it until they get it out of
there. Yeah, it doesn't like.
But I guess the plane, they've got that figured out, because that scares me.
It's a good thought.
SeatGuru.com. Ever heard of this? Tip for all my people out there. SeatGuru.com. You look up your flight, and it gives you the plane with the whole layout, so you can have a better understanding of what seat you should pick and what you should.
Oh.
Smart.
You ever been to bathroomguru.com?
No.
That's right. It's something me and a couple buddies are working on.
Okay.
Put in your sickness, and it'll tell you which bathroom you should puke in.
Right.
You know, like I if you're kind at a top golf. Feel like we should move on from this topic.
No
more top golf. Okay.
All right. You're right.
Maybe a lot of the lady listeners are probably really over it.
Well,
yeah.
You started it.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm not very sensitive to those
things.
You're
the one who was gross last week.
Yeah, I know.
You're not very sensitive to it?
Well, we can move on. I don't know. We get those comments all the time. It was like, we got a comment on Ghost Hunters today. It was like, when you guys were talking about blowing your nose, I had to fast forward. Like, where is the line here? People can't listen to other people talk about blowing their nose.
I know.
People are too sensitive with, like, fluid. We all do it. It's fine to talk about.
Let's talk about the whole, for another hour.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I just know that there's a lot of girls that it...
Toenails. How often do you clip them? Do they smell?
Ew. I don't love the armpit hair when it's on the deodorant. Even though it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, that didn't look great.
I do the spray.
Good.
Yeah.
Still a bummer when you find armpit hair on the spray, too, I bet.
Mm, yeah.
Not too close.
Doesn't taste good, either. What do you got for us, Jake?
Okay, so a lot of people... Katie, do you remember a little 9-year-old by the name of Matty B. Raps?
No.
Okay, I feel like a lot of ladies back in the day...
Oh, I know Matty B.
Loved Matty B. So I
he's
mean,
like a Walmart Justin B. Was he before Biebs? No.
No, I don't think so. I think he was after. So he blew up. He was like this just 9-year-old rapper who, you know, was talented for his age. Just this little white kid. And yes, cute little kid that everyone loved. And I feel like no one has thought about for 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was scrolling Instagram yesterday and it came up and I was like, oh my gosh, Matty B, like, what's he up to now? So, Derek, do you want to click on that first link? Let's find out, what is Matty B up to these days?
Is he like our age?
Oh, you'll recognize this, surely. Derek, you remember this kid? Oh, yeah.
Single line of rhyme. I'm almost 9 and I'm boxing with the sands of time. To be the greatest rapper ever is a dream of mine. I guess the future's still left to be defined. I'll quit the game before I decide to ride the pine. Yeah, I'm just trying to have the right mind. A lot of people like to talk from the sidelines. Living life like they afraid of the blind side. But I can see the field through my mind's eyes.
Wait, is he making a comeback?
So, I don't know. Because I think it's the same lyrics. So, he's just... It's been 11 years and he hasn't written anything new.
Let's go back to the hits.
He was
man.
Like, this worked before.
I mean, why would it not work again?
Yeah.
So that's what a lot of the comments were. Was like, this guy finally put out new music and it's the same lyrics from 11 years ago.
Can you imagine NSYNC's like, we're back? And you're like, holy cow.
I can't. What are they going to say?
Bye, bye, bye. I'm like, oh, well.
Sounds a lot like what it used to.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do new stuff.
And so I was just like intrigued. I was like, surely he hasn't. That's not the only like new music he's put out. And so I was scrolling and it's like, oh, wow, he's got 3 million Instagram followers. And then, yeah, I clicked on this one video. It's the second one. I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Let's see what this one is. You guys are in for a treat.
Welcome to Zaxby's. Would you like to try a drink from our Coca-Cola freestyle?
Well, actually, I'll take a little bit of classic Coke to refresh my world. Not a lot, just a bit, because I'm just beginning. And a little Sprite might ignite or inspire a difference, so let's mix that in. Yeah, mellow yellow and some Powerade, some high C
Where's
with a
music?
Splash of that Minute Maid. Orange Phantom, man, I love that on tour. How about vanilla Diet Coke? Have you tried that before? Coke Zero. Go ahead and give it a pour. This freestyle drink is
like a Japanese film.
To explore and enjoy. Y'all let these possibilities endless. Just like these flavor combinations. Yeah, you know that I'm spitzing. Finally, I think that's all I can see. This freestyle's 100+. Yeah, you know what I mean? Wait, make it a large. I'll be sipping a while on this Zaxby's drive-thru Coca-Cola freestyle.
Got it. Will that complete your order?
Gosh.
Let me also get a Zach snack.
That was
long.
That was,
You said Coca-Cola no new music. That was
with 100+ flavors to choose from. The possibilities are endless.
You don't have to play this part. Yeah, one of the harder watches I've had in a while, and I figured I had to watch this, so you guys have to as well.
It's just, there's the cringe is not something you can really quantify. It's just you see a piece of something, and my shoulders go up. You start...
it's too
but
bad.
But I mean, good for him getting those paid partnerships. Good job,
I mean, it
Maddie
was very
B.
well produced. He was in like a nice Corvette. I like Zaxby's. I would partner with them.
I do like Zaxby's.
We made a sexy Zaxby song.
It was a lot better than
that. Yeah, I think just music alone makes that.
Just put a song behind it.
Just a simple beat behind. Probably eliminates a little bit of my shoulder tension. But
I like that he clearly messed up a couple things. Yeah. Like copyright, and so they had to like
Diet Coke,
and then I'll take a Coke Zero with that, please.
Diet going Coke, Maddie B, man.
So there's just a little update on Maddie B raps. He's still rapping, and unfortunately, he gets a lot of comments that say this guy peaked at 9. So that's too bad.
That's unfortunate. He maybe should just like move on to something else.
Yeah, he gets a lot of those comments too.
He gets a lot of that's. Yeah, that's a fact. He's kind of the first of its kind where like some of these parents make their 8-year-olds like TikTok famous. And then when they're like 22 and like graduating with like an accounting degree, and they're like, what should I go be accountant or maybe I should circle back on that 3 million followers thing.
Yeah.
Have this tough. I just think of that all the time. What there's like whenever Ellen would pimp out these like 3-year-olds, like look how cute this kid is.
He's Sophia
like dancing
Grace.
Or Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophia Grace is just famous for being a really weird 4-year-old. Like, I don't, if you're that weirdly confident and say crazy stuff when you're 4, I don't know if that same qualities probably aren't helpful when you're like 23.
Not as attractive anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ellen put a lot of people on. I would like to see where they are now. Do you remember Alex from Target?
Yeah.
Do you remember that whole phenomenon for just like 24 hours? Like, I wonder what he's up to. Like, was that enough fame to, like, carry him to anything? Or was it just, like, a 15 minutes of fame?
No, Mason Ramsey.
Yeah.
They were, like, he was really doing it, and then he kind of stopped, and now I don't know.
He went through puberty. His voice changed and can't sing anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's my theory.
Verdict's in.
That's my theory.
I haven't heard him singing with a deep voice yet.
Yeah. What about Corn Kid?
He's going to be just fine. He's going to be great. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. That it's like, oh, that's so funny, but like, what a weird person. No. Yeah, we'll make fun of kid.
Weird.
I'll make fun of the kid, dude. I don't care.
He's not weird.
Kid's a dork.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny now.
Right.
But when he's 17 and you're like,
he's
hey,
not
and you're and
saying those things.
Yeah, you don't know. Were you saying weird stuff when you were that age?
I don't know.
Not me. I was super cool.
I guarantee you were, and you still are.
All right. Well, I was lame. I bully myself in the mirror every day to get better.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
A really good bully.
Yeah.
Got better.
All that being said, I fully plan to make our children famous.
I was going to say, yeah, we should circle back. So Yeah, we probably should. Full production
crews.
Yeah.
Whatever, no. Making him a rapper, maybe a, yeah, any kind of TikTok dance.
That would be good.
Whatever, maybe like a Red Panda thing, juggling.
Yeah, halftime show.
Halftime performer.
Cruise ship performer.
Cruise ship. He drives the ship and he performs.
Yeah, nautical savant.
There's wow. Business for that.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
What would you like our child to do for a living?
For a living?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys options. You have to decide.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Option one. He says that he's a sailor, but every time he tells people, he puts it in air quotes. Okay. That's option one. Or option two. He uses the phrase, I work near a bank.
You're the mother.
What would you rather have? Yeah, I'm a sailor. Or I work near a bank. Not so easy, is it?
Yeah. See? Hopes and dreams. You got to weigh those. I'm going option two.
Okay. He works near a bank.
Near a bank.
At least you know he's on land.
Right. Sailor. I think that's going to raise too many questions. And they both sound fairly illegal, but near a bank.
We don't know.
Just a little less. I want him on land.
International waters kind of sounds some like sketchy stuff.
Exactly.
We don't know, though. It was in quotes. All right. I'll make it a little easier. He works in Wall Street or an aspiring musician. Wall Street. He lives in New York City. Aspiring musician. He's close to home. Mm. What would you rather have?
Pregnancy brain. All right, you have to talk on a podcast. This hasn't been a good few minutes. I'll go
Wall
ahead.
Wall Street, unless you know, as
long Wall Street, as, if long we as get he, divorced.
Yeah, so he can support me.
Yeah.
So if we're still together and like he's still like going tour and stuff, I won't need the money. So like you can do whatever you want.
Follow your dreams, baby. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll support him for his whole life, I guess.
Mm.
That's like super
for sure.
Sound parenting, yeah.
Oh yeah. Would you want to do you want to stay together forever?
still
so far so good.
To be determined. So
Why don't we just take it one step at a time? Do you guys want to stay together for 2023?
I'm down.
Verbal yes? Yeah. Okay, good.
We'll need help with child.
Okay. But then, hey, just get through this year, and then we'll see about next year.
That's my resolution.
Brick by brick.
One more year.
Stay with my wife for this year.
My word of the year is...
faithfulness. Commitment. Yeah.
Commitment.
That's a funny way of saying it. Yeah, it makes it seem like you have all sorts of marital problems. Like, what are you looking forward to this year? Just trying to stay with my wife.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, just figured we knock out this year and then kind of reassess. Yeah.
I mean, do you not want to stay with your wife this year? Like, yeah, I don't know if I need to say it. I've been enjoying it's always nice to have a bit, right? For a while, I used to say, hey, this is Katie, my first wife. And then now when I say, yeah, she's pregnant, I'll rub the belly and go, he's going to fix us. And it's fun to see people be like, that's what I believe. He's going to fix it.
Yeah. I was doing a weird character for Rachel last night. I don't even know what you would call this character, but it was just like a... You ever see like a
I was doing this character where I cry and...
And I was like being really sensitive.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
It was a whole bit. This whole thing where I cried and she sat in her lap. It was just so funny.
And do you ever see like a... Maybe like a high school, like a 16-year-old and maybe like a coming of age movie? It's just like 16-year-olds do not talk like that. Like you're just talking so just like... eloquently or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I would say it was, I guess I was doing a character kind of like that where I was just like, Rachel, you're not just another one of my conquests. You're a beautiful girl with your own soul and your own life. She's like, stop acting this way. I was like, no, that's the thing. You just don't see it. She's like, can you quit acting like you're in some weird movie right now?
When are you going to look in the mirror and realize you're a bird who belongs outside of the cage?
Yeah. I love doing stuff like that. She's like, you got to stop doing this.
Yeah,
she's like, the first time you ever like, you know, I ever like make you sleep on the couch or whatever. She's like, it's not going to be because we're upset at each other. It's because you won't snap out of some dumb character.
Yeah. You're doing too many monologues.
Yeah. It's like, I thought I was just getting more well-rounded. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun. Fun times. Love the character pieces.
We should make a realistic coming of age movie. Yeah. When you're 16 with a girlfriend, you're just like, you're hot. I don't want to go to prom.
Yeah. I mean... That. I really appreciate any show where the dialogue truly feels natural. It's not like, oh, that was great banter, but it's like, that is actually how people talk.
Can you? Yeah, they're not like, you're not a girl, you're a woman, and you deserve to be free, versus reality of like, you sat next to Dan at lunch, and I really ticked me off. That's not super chill. Because I've seen, he was on your close friend story. Yeah. And that's not cool.
Just the pettiest things imaginable. Yeah, the movies are like, you ever think that the reason you can't find a homecoming dress is that you don't have enough self-love, and that comes from your relationship with your mom and her relationship with her mom. It's like, there's no, find me a 15-year-old who's doing any of this.
I don't know. Were you doing that at 15?
Oh, I was super mature, yeah.
she had, do you have a lot of boyfriends?
I had boyfriends.
Oh.
Oh.
I had.
How young? Who was your first boyfriend?
And how young were they?
I was.
Yeah, what was your age and what was their age?
15. He was.
That was your first 25. Boyfriend? 15.
I needed someone who could drive.
Yeah. Clothes are expensive. yeah, I think 15, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You know, were you not a hot item in middle school?
No. Oh. 5'9" in middle school, maybe 100 pounds, probably not.
Kind of a giraffe.
Really white.
Gangly. Spindly.
Long hair.
Really white.
Braces.
That big of a head still.
Huge head. It wasn't.
Gotcha. Female Gumby.
Yeah, it wasn't my like best moment. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And 15, start turning a corner.
Honestly, yeah. 15. Got my braces off.
Yeah.
Hey. Cut my hair.
Cut your hair. Did you have weird homeschool hair before?
Not homeschool hair.
Was it dragging down your waist?
No.
Ragged.
But I just kind of got it styled. Oh. Got a little tan. I mean,
were you the kid like in middle school? You're like a weird pale girl with homeschool hair, and like your mom was late to pick you up every day, and people were like, "What's going on with this girl's life?" Were you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I love that homeschooled girl is still going to a public school in your scenario.
Yeah, homeschool hair?
You were like that homeschool girl.
Fresh out.
Getting picked up.
Yeah.
From the school parking lot.
I didn't actually go to that school. I just went to went to lunchtime.
Yeah.
Make friends.
Went through the proselytize.
Female hair just reminded me. I saw a TikTok. Have you guys seen that Twitter account that's called Wild TikTok Screenshots? It's pretty fun. Pretty interesting. Anyway, I saw one.
They have pretty hair?
Yeah, this one was about hair. Katie, let's see if it's true for you. Well, basically, let me ask you this. Do you know how to French braid hair?
Yes.
She's a great French braider.
Yeah? One of the best you've met?
He's like really proud. She is good at that.
She's phenomenal. I hope our kid gets passed down even half the French braid
quality. Great at Frenching.
Does your mom know how to French braid?
I don't think so.
So it's true. This TikTok screenshot was basically saying, like, if your mom knew how to French braid, she would always French braid your hair, so you didn't ever need to learn it. If your mom didn't know how to French braid, then you had to learn it and do it yourself. So then it basically means, like, if you guys have a girl, that girl will not know how to French braid, but her daughter will. It skips a generation.
Wow.
What's the French braid? Is that... That's that cool
When a
one,
man
right?
loves a woman. Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah, when it's like braided all the way from like up here down.
You do that every now and then.
Yeah.
Is that in now or is that lame? Is that a timeless braid? It's kind of out.
How do the French feel?
Yeah.
Is it like French fry?
Is it French fry? It has nothing to do with the French.
What did we change it to during 9/11? Did we change
the French braid?
Yeah.
When
we changed like French fries to freedom fries.
Oh.
What did those become?
Bald eagle braids.
Bald eagle braids.
I think is what it was. That was what my profile picture sticker was.
And, yeah. And you had your hair braided?
Yeah, they were extensions, but I did braid them.
Wow.
Yep, bald eagle braids. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
No, that is because my mom wasn't bad at hair, but I like demanded to do my own hair starting in like first grade.
So, independent.
Wow, independent woman.
Yeah. So I just learned.
Good job.
I love a nice braid. Classic. I don't feel like I see many women with braids. Is that a lame thing to do when you're like a grown woman?
I mean, if you have, it just depends.
Or do you just have to be like on a farm?
No, no. It just depends. I mean, like if you have like really long hair that's, you can like kind of braid to the side or whatever. Yeah. But
could you, like, wait, I feel like there's a cutoff there. Like, I've never seen a 50-year-old woman with braids. Am I wrong?
I would love to.
That's a good point, yeah.
So what's the cutoff
for braids? Why do they stop?
Why do they stop?
What's the age?
Is it hair, like, healthiness, hair strength, or is it just laziness?
Is it pure laziness?
French braid apathy. It's a problem.
You know, I don't know.
There's a reason the Karen haircut is like a nice bob. It's not braids. They're done with the braids.
Wait, yeah. It's harder to take care of longer hair.
We've got some women I know who listen to the podcast. Let us know in the YouTube comments.
If you're 72 years old, throw on a braid.
We would like to hear from you if you're an older woman who both has worked on a farm and on someone who doesn't know how to work a field plow. We'd like to hear from both of you.
Because older women have shorter hair just because it stops growing that long.
I don't know. I would love to be one of those like old ladies who has just like the long homeschool hair.
Like a Wiccan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to be an old witch.
Like you, like Hector Zeroni's mom?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's be my cool. plan.
You forget Madame Zeroni.
Come braid Madame's hair.
You must carry Madame Zeroni up the mountain and French braid her hair. What else was I going to say about hair? I had something. Oh, you know what hairstyle I like? Pigtails. Why don't people wear more pigtails?
Like
90 stuff is coming out or coming back
like,
again.
Like the full, like the sides.
It could even be just like some buns, some pig buns. Is that what they're called?
Like Princess Leia.
Yeah. Or Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Not like the tight buns, but I think some type of like pig adjacent tail. I want two ponies.
Okay.
Two ponies.
What about like a low, like pigtails down here?
That's great.
Okay.
Like the girl who did know her way around a plow in The Office. What was her name? Gretel or whatever. She looked nice. She had two little braids.
What about like tri ponies? Like a
ooh yeah. We call it the triplet.
Mm.
I think that could look nice.
Are you going to suggest that's how Rachel wears her hair on your wedding day?
You know, I have had some opinions on that because what I don't necessarily like is like you know a girl, you know what she looks like. And then all of a sudden on our wedding day,
it looks like they're competing in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, yeah, it's just like the hair is like all completely like done up. Like there's no hair that reaches like below her jaw. And I'm sure like as a woman, it's like, no, but the back of it, like that's so cool. Like it's so.
I'm sure she has a great jaw, but you've never seen it before. You don't want it to be the first time on the wedding day.
The jaw. Yeah, it's like, whoa, that jaw. No, it's just like, you feel like you took all your hair and you just like put it up onto the head. It's like
a beehive or something. Yeah.
I feel like a woman looks best just curl it. Just have it long and just curled. Just do that.
So no, you don't.
That looks great.
Confusing because pigtails, it's up. Also,
I didn't say pigtails needed to be really? Our wedding day. Pigtails, you can still see the hair. It's still flowing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about. Those like wedding haircuts where it's just like all back here and it does look very intricate and it's all braided and but it's like we can't really see it though.
Mm-hmm.
But the photo from the back though, I'm sure looks awesome. So I do have opinions on the wedding hair.
Huh.
What was your wedding hair like?
I don't know, Trey. What was my wedding hair like?
It was just down like that, right?
Yeah.
Was it the same in both?
Pretty much. It wasn't supposed to be, but got a little screwed over.
Oh, wow. Touchy subject. Was it just down like that, kind of?
Yeah, it was down. Parted on the side.
Side part?
You made the right choice.
Oh, no wonder I blocked it on my memory. Jeez.
Oh, I mean, I had to do it on my, like, on my own for the first wedding because it was COVID and you couldn't see anyone.
And that was when side parts are still in, huh? Things changed quickly.
Yeah, I also just, that was my, I would still, I mean, last year, 2021, when we redid our wedding, I did a side part.
I know, it was still a little in then.
Oh, it's just totally out now.
Oh, 100%. Oh. I haven't seen you do a side part
that
in a year.
That is true, in a long time. Yeah.
That changes.
Hmm.
Man, who knows what the kids will be wearing in 20 years. Like, look at our wedding photos.
Yeah.
We'll look like psychopaths. I don't know why.
One of my favorite, one of my brothers, probably like a year ago, he was like, yeah, Katie, you remember that one time you like tried to do a middle part and it looked so bad? And I was sitting there with a middle part and I was like this? And he was like, no, it was really bad. And I was like, this is the same thing.
How different can hair be parted down the middle?
There's different middle parts.
I guess so.
anyway,
that's enough for hair thoughts.
Yeah, hair thoughts. There you go. Moving on. fake or real?
Oh, yeah. There's two things that I've been seeing in the news lately. I'm going to have you guys look at both of them and decide which one is more real.
Which is fake and which is real.
They might both be fake. They might both be real. I just want you to determine which one is more real than the other one.
Okay.
So first we have a lot of people probably saw it. Greta Thunberg, our favorite little Swedish girl.
Greta.
She hates coal mines.
Do you want to see her in some pigtails?
Please don't ask
me. Okay.
How I want to see women. So yeah, everyone knows Greta Thunberg. And anyway, I think she's just really trying to get herself in the news a lot, I guess. I don't know. But she went to Germany to protest a coal mine, which to me seems like, I don't know. Those are probably popping up everywhere. I don't know what made this like worthy of like a protest, but I also don't follow any of this. Go Greta. You're
Germany
awesome.
Kind of has to right now. They're energy crisis.
Oh. Really?
Russia cut off their
power. Greta, man. She's like the Andrew Tate of the ozone. She's fun, man.
Okay. Anyway, a lot of people are saying that, I think you maybe click on that video at the top, yeah. Derek, that like it looks very staged the way like, well, look at the way they're just
yeah.
carrying her.
They're just carrying her. She looks like she's vibing.
Looks like a Pomeranian that just won Best in Show. And she's just kind of smiling as they're like taking her away. So it's just interesting because I think it originally came out that she'd been arrested, but like she wasn't in handcuffs. They're kind of just lightly carrying her out. So.
Well, climate activist Greta Thunberg has been released from custody after being detained by German police for a second time this week. Thunberg had joined protesters to oppose the expansion of a coal mine operation in western Germany. Police say she and other demonstrators broke through a police barrier heading
Look
for
how they're carrying her.
Which authorities say could have collapsed under the weight of the group. Thunberg was also detained on Sunday after addressing demonstrators and joining the protest.
A lot of people are saying it's fake. I don't know why necessarily.
How old is she?
Isn't she like 19?
19 or something, I think.
She's 20. She just turned 20.
Just missed it.
Yeah, what? So how does she make a living? I'm so confused. So how does a young lady become so famous in America for loving...
That's what I want to know too. How did she get the like?
Because she originally got famous from doing like a. She did some sort of speech or like did something with the UN or something.
The World Economic, WEF.
Yeah.
Was she just kind of like? I wonder. Someone important kind of chose her as like the spokesperson of Gen Z, right? Like who elevated this girl? I don't know, but.
So she just gets chosen, and then now she's trying to take advantage of it, probably?
That makes sense, right? We need some young person to kind of give a voice to the new generation. Hey, let's...
Greta.
We need better for the climate, you know? Let's less...
Leo DiCaprio's
less
not getting
animals because of their fart. You combine Jake's farts with the cows, and...
You got a methane problem.
Our grandkids won't make it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now eggs are expensive.
Thanks.
So, thanks, Greta.
Derek, I think you had the video that people were pointing to that make it... Look staged. I really don't know a ton about this, but
you think that she like, yeah, I just have a hard time believing that she like orchestrated these police officers.
I mean, if you see something behind the scenes, some of it looks.
Is that Greta?
Oh,
they wait for the cameras before they move her.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. It looked like they just got done posing.
Everyone.
Oh, they're just like standing, waiting. There's literally a boom mic in the back. Let's hold for sound. Let's hold for sound. Man, is part of Greta saving the climate like saving money on hairbrushes?
Oh, well, she's got the Nike fanny
pack.
Run a
comb through it, Greta. You're a lovely young lady. Let's.
She's been out in the coal mine all day. I mean, what
I don't know.
Saying?
I'm gonna fix that tray.
French braid.
Yeah,
maybe some pigtails.
You got to uphold an image.
Tell you what,
protect the earth.
Greta put ponytails in. He'll switch to an electric vehicle real fast.
Yeah, Rachel's gonna make sure I don't renew my passport. You're not going to Germany. Anyway, so there is kind of just happened.
That's interesting.
Not a huge deal, but might have just been like a little PR move.
Real or fake?
All right,
I'm saying both, right? It was clearly maybe a PR move, but that has a real message behind it.
Stop German
the coal miners more.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it was?
I don't think that was
it.
Send the coal miners deeper.
Deeper.
If we're going to go down there, let's get the good stuff.
These are lowly in society. That's okay if they get buried. Send them deeper. There's more coal. How we compete with Dubai and all this? Live golf.
She was protesting something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one option. Now we're going to compare it to a lot of stuff came out in 2021. It seems like it's resurfacing. A lot of people claiming that they are getting the shakes and getting all these tremors from different vaccines they got. I don't really know if anyone in the medical field has like confirmed this. So it's just a lot of like moms on Twitter claiming this.
We're going to never be able to vaccinate
the tremors.
We'll never be able to vaccinate the population again. It just
gets people riled up.
Like if you see like the terrible Damar Hamlin thing and he had the crazy little incident. So of course people were like, well, what was this? The vaccine, everything to do with this? I saw some other like college basketball player collapsed. Not collapse isn't the word. He needed some pretty intense medical attention. It looked scary, but then he got up on his own will. And there's just comments like, I mean, was he vaccinated? It's like he just walked up. He's fine. Anytime an athlete goes down, people are like, well, what if? It's just,
yeah.
And they're just, everyone's scared. Everyone's freaking out. I don't know.
We're going to be hearing about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know nothing. Thanks, Pfizer. False COVID vaccine tremor claims spread on social media.
So you can go down. Oh, you can scroll down a little bit. We'll come back to that one later.
Okay.
That's all right. So you can click on this one. So this is a woman. This is me after one dose of Pfizer. And so a lot of people are like, I don't think this is real.
She looks like one of those little wind-up toys. I was a healthy 45-year-old who manages a surgery center. 2 years later, I'm still having major issues.
It just seems pretty inconsistent, I guess.
Dude, that's not real.
Should we go to the next one?
Yeah, there's a couple more, I think.
Yeah. The number of ads on this webpage just keep popping up.
Websites need to figure it out. You ever go to anyone's website and it's just, you're getting blown up and sign up for our newsletter, sign up for this. Cookies, except, oh my gosh.
All right, guys. So this is where we're at. Let me raise my legs. Do you see that?
Can you tell?
I like the ad next to it that says, yes, I'm cold.
Yeah, she took her blanket off.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm cold. Derek, now you can go up to that top video. So this is what
impossible
people are
doing tremors
on the internet. They're saying, thanks, Pfizer. It's just a video of Dua Lipa dancing.
Thanks a lot, Pfizer. I went to a concert. She did that for 3 hours. That's a funny video. We should record me just like twerking. Just like.
I got the Pfizer dose yesterday. I can't stop.
Wow, got the first dose of Pfizer. Crap. How am I ever going to get the second dose?
This is what can happen. Take a good look, America.
Pfizer CEO just got a house in Malibu, and look at me. He's going to hire me.
He can't stop.
Just Jimmy. So, guys, can you tell? Can you tell or no? There's no way, dude. Have you ever seen
Faker?
I talked about this on a. Oh, geez, Rectis, tell me if you remember this. Do you remember the show that?
That really would.
The show on Netflix. It was had a little moment of virality a couple years ago, and it was this show that depicted people with these like really rare, unexplainable health issues. Ooh. And it was kind of depicting like, it was pointing to a little bit of like, is this actually happening to these people, or do they have a psychological issue that's kind of perpetuating
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember?
And I talked about this one girl. It's like, have you ever heard of that? There's a name for it, but when like a mom will purposely keep her child sick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That Hulu series was
big in Springfield. Our neck of the woods.
Oh, you're welcome, guys.
People love to do that in Springfield. I think Katie does that to me sometimes. Yeah. So one of the episodes was like a young girl had this bizarre problem where like she couldn't, anything she ever put in her body, she puked up or something weird like that. And
but the mom and
the doctors were like suggesting different things. And the mom would be like, I don't know. That's actually not what she needs. And so there's kind of, and Twitter was like agreeing like, this woman, this mom's insane. Like she needs to be like arrested? Like, what did they do? And I talked about it, and I got a few DMs of like from the family of that was early on. I was like, that many people listening to Correct Opinions? How did this go around? But all that to be said, there's definitely a weird argument with medical stuff of like, your brain can really like create physical issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's
sure.
like, what a weird phenomenon. Maybe something crazy happened, one in a million, but some of these people probably in their mind are like,
they might truly think they
get a little
have
anxiety and they think this, and then they start actually trembling and they're like, I fully believe I have this and my body's just doing it.
Yeah. Derek, I just sent you a link because what you're saying just reminded me. Have you guys, this is a video from like 2009. I just want to see if you guys have seen this. It was so popular back in the day. It was wild.
Harlem Shake.
An amazingly beautiful young woman. She was training to be a
yes.
football cheerleader. And she got a flu shot. She says that shot has destroyed her chances of happiness. We told you about her story last
she
time.
Now, crumping
Les Trent
on
is
them,
with this woman for a firsthand look at what her life has become.
Right. She's the beautiful cheerleader whose heartbreaking story is shocking the nation. 25-year-old Desiree Jennings showed me.
No, she's killing that. That's cultural appropriation. That's cultural appropriation. There you go.
No, look at this.
Normally, doctors say she has a rare 1-in-a-million neurological
disorder. When she walks backwards, she's totally
that
fine.
Was triggered 10 days after she got a seasonal flu shot.
Started with me not being able to.
Okay, caught it, Derek. What?
Well, the thing came out. She was faking it. That's why we.
Oh, okay.
She
was faking it. Thank God.
Yeah. No, I was gonna.
Okay, pause it. Well, they said she has a rare disorder. And I was like, oh man, do we need to cut out my beatbox bit?
No.
Funny.
No, she was faking all of this. This isn't
okay. Keep
a
playing
real
it then.
Thing.
Oh, this psychopath.
Was this in the Netflix?
How did they know? How did it get discovered?
They caught her up in the club, just killing it.
Up and down stairs, backwards. Because something as simple as walking forward can be
it was
dangerous.
Just pregnancy brain.
And here's the unusual part about the disorder. Take a look at this. Desiree can run just fine. It's only when she stops. You see, that's where the spasm.
That's when she starts cat daddy uncontrollably.
She runs with a normal stride.
I mean, how did anyone
and
believe
as I ran
this?
With her, she yeah. even spoke normally.
And now you can talk.
Yeah, it's weird. It fixes as soon as I start running.
I mean, you sound.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
You sound amazing. And then you stop, and that's what happens.
God, you're stopping.
Oh, I'm a jerk. I know.
Stop.
I'm a jerk. I know.
Then you stop, and you'd fit right into the cookout with my family. So, why was she faking it?
Probably just wanted attention and wanted a settlement and a lawsuit and everything.
Oh.
Wow.
But yeah, it came out that she was definitely just faking all of it. So it's okay to make beatboxing noises in the background.
And so just so you know, I knew it was fake before I made the noise. So.
Yeah, good clarification there.
That's weird. I mean, it was pretty obviously fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. People just trying to catch a little check. That's probably real too. Be like, well, enough people are trembling. Let me throw my tremble video on Twitter. In case I see one of those commercials that's like, you may be entitled. Have you been uncontrollably gyrating? Making it clap from the Pfizer dose. You may be entitled to compensation.
You may be entitled.
We could make it rain legally.
Yeah, say, you may be entitled to one free night at the Argyle nightclub. Come kill it with us. Midnight to 2. Do you have the shakes? Yeah, I found some article just now like, they are calling her symptoms psychogenic. So maybe that's the term for like.
Oh.
That's what I should say to Katie when she's kind of.
New term for
you. Yeah, you should try that.
I should try that?
Yeah.
No, we were talking about how Katie's been killing the pregnancy. She had
Excuse
unfortunate
me?
Killing metaphorically.
Got it.
Yes. We. she had her illness, but then we counted and realized she had not left the home in 7 full days. And so we hit the town, went to dinner, went out for a drink.
We got a drink.
Pre-dinner
a
drink.
A mocktail.
Right, mocktail.
Before.
Went to a nice, long dinner.
Went to another.
And she's like, let's go somewhere else.
Wow.
We were up, it was like 11 p.m. And she was like, I'd still go.
And
I was
like,
I'm done.
Being a baby. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel all the time.
Well, I did my thing again where when I'm on the road and I just sleep like a total of 2 hours because partly Katie's fault because she...
Psychogenic.
Derek, do you and your wife sleep apart?
When
do you guys sleep in separate?
Happy together? Or?
Do you guys live in different houses? No. Do you guys sleep touching or no touching? Or it doesn't really matter.
to she's not so much.
Well, I know you want to. I would like to.
Derek's like, she will not let me sleep on top of her.
I would prefer. Do you? Well, you know, some couples are like, okay, bedtime, separate. Y'all don't do that?
She likes her space.
Okay, okay. Nice.
Yeah. So do I.
I sometimes I reach over and try to touch her, but it's hard from down the hall. That's what she likes. No. Katie, that's what I was
in. We talked about this before.
Yeah, she's trained me to. So now I'm used to like this whole other person basically on top of me because now I'm used to it. And so I went to sleep and then my mindset gets going.
So was that you? So okay. I thought I was dreaming, but when we were in Orlando for the shows, it was like 1 a.m. and I heard like a knock at my door and I kind of woke up and I convinced myself it was just like a dream, but I thought I heard your voice saying, hey, I need you. Hey, I need you for just like 5 minutes.
I help. Let's braid each other's hair.
So maybe that was real.
Could you act like Katie tonight?
And then I remember in the morning waking
up. You guys have
and
similar hair and skin color.
Alan came out of your
with
room.
The lights off. Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah, ladies, if you need any tips on how to train your husband to allow them to cuddle with you all night, let me know. So I did a good job.
So all that to say is saying I feel like I'm low-key getting prepped for a baby. Because I've experienced many nights of only sleeping 2 hours because I'm a psychopath.
No problem.
So I'll be fine. And I was killing it all day until about 11 p.m. I was like, but I partly love that. Any parent knows this or anyone who's done this. When you've slept horribly and you finally have that night where you're like, I have the availability. I'm going to sleep 10 hours tonight. Mm. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I slept like a corpse. And I woke up feeling unbelievable.
The thing is you need to now sleep only 2 hours for like a few nights in a row.
No.
For like baby simulation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know if you're quite ready yet.
Well, if you're going to be simulating things, why don't you simulate a night where the baby sleeps the whole night?
Hmm.
Mm. Let's try that.
Okay.
We'll try that tonight.
As long as we're just pretending. Yeah, just pretend this baby's a good sleeper. And it's not that hungry.
I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, and he's not, so he's probably going to be waking up with the baby.
Figure out how to feed it.
Flo Rida back in the news.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to talk about this super long, but I just saw this. I was like, I got to click on this.
Apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, because like you think of Flo Rida, you're like, oh, yeah. He had like a ton of hits up till about 2009, maybe.
And it's now,
like,
what's he doing?
Is he even touring? Is he making money? Like, I hope he's doing all right.
Do you want the video or the article?
Yeah, we don't need the video. Okay. And anyway, turns out Flo Rida is doing just fine. He just won an $82 million lawsuit against the like healthy energy drink company, Celsius.
Wait, oh, Celsius.
$82 million. What does that have to do with them? So much. Basically, he did a couple brand deals with him, I think, in like 2014, and they gave him like a percentage of the company.
Wow.
And I guess they just never paid up on it. And so now he's like going back for everything, and he won. He got it. So to the influencers listening, to the influencers in the room, what are we doing if we're not making $82 million?
I will say I'm lucky to get a lot of brand deals and a lot of with like big companies that obviously aren't going to give anyone equity, but I think it's smart this day and age to maybe take a few flyers, be like, you know what? I'll give you some promo for a little equity. And yeah, maybe, you know, maybe you just waste your time or something, but you could wake up one day with $80 million.
Yeah. It looks like he did some sort of deal. He got 1% ownership and it was 250,000 shares in Celsius. And right now, each share is $106.
Celsius is a public company worth $106?
Yeah, they've hit NASDAQ in 2017, this is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like no one's heard of them until last year or so. But
I mean, some people are just, like, how lucky of a life is Flo Rida have? Yeah. You make a song about Apple bottom jeans, just a banger, and then you randomly get equity in Celsius,
some
and
manager
10 years later,
up,
it's like, worth $1 billion.
He can't be the only person who they give that offer to.
You wouldn't think. I don't know.
Maybe, but it seems a little weird. Maybe his manager really wheeled and dealed him.
Yeah. Either way, I just couldn't believe that. $82 million is so much, especially from...
That is more... That's got to... They might have just... Yeah, I don't know. He can't have... He probably hasn't made $80 million.
I don't think there's any way.
No way.
Just, I mean, 3 years of being really famous, 3 years of tours, I don't think that's enough.
When you have a song that big, I think we might be shocked at how much money that generates, but I still don't think it's $80 million. When you have a top charting song like that, and you're everywhere. It's licensed. You're touring. That song alone might have made him $20 million.
Yeah, even just thinking like maybe some really high end, like, you know, you get asked to perform at like, you know, maybe something just short of the Super Bowl. You know, you might got $2 million just to perform somewhere one time.
Like, I've heard the Mariah Carey Christmas song is like making her untold amount of tens of millions of dollars.
Really?
Because it's just going to last forever, every Christmas.
Yeah.
Quick Christmas content. We need it.
Quick Google search. That would triple his net worth.
Tripled his net worth. All right. Math.
So what does that mean?
So
like what it was previous there.
So
is it 40? He had $40 million before.
Smart.
80 would triple it.
80 plus 40 is 120. 40 times 3 is 120.
Math. Triple it.
She knows. She's an engineer.
Mm-hmm. I was letting you guys do it.
Georgia Tech.
Oh. Okay. How long have we been going?
Hour and 10.
Oh, we're having a good time. Let's go to a segment. Would you please? It's time.
The Honorable
Your Honor.
Triplet Goblin is in the building.
Yes. May I approach Your Honor?
Go ahead.
Listen, Katie, she's a great friend of mine. We've been having great times. And I tell you what, I have other good friends. And we recently have had a bit of a nostalgia that's really got us locked in. It's called a little game called Call of Duty.
Okay.
I want to be very clear. Over the course of the 5 years I've been around with Katie, I've played, I would say, pretty little video games. Quarantine's an exception. What else was I supposed to do? Beyond that, I've had a couple phases that last maybe a month. Now I'm in a phase that's probably been going on a month, maybe 6 weeks, and I'm having a blast. And it's not that frequent. Maybe one or two times a week, I'll play for a few hours with my friends online at social, a couple of which are guys I don't see. It's a way of us to catch up. And I feel, Judge Jake, that if it was another activity, if I was like, hey, I'm going to go do this for a few hours with friends, she wouldn't bat an eye. But she just cannot stand the fact that I'm in our basement. Like, yeah, planning A, defusing the bomb, headshot. I can tell that there's judgment there. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't allow her to fully accept or allow me to play sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm playing, I get a side eye of, you're really going to play again? And Judge Jake, I would just bring to you and the jury, the recties, that I feel as though it should be respected more than it is, as I'm having a good, clean fun with my pals.
I have a lot of constituents come to me with this exact issue. Mm-hmm. Katie, I'd like to hear your side of it.
So I'd like to say
See, already
that.
The attitude.
Okay. It's my turn, is it?
I'd like to say that I have made no mention, not a single word, of this phase, because I do know that it comes in phases. And you usually are like, hey, Thursday night at this time, I'm going to play whatever. That's fine. You know, I still don't quite understand video games. But
objection, Your Honor.
Yes.
Judging my hobbies, which are cool.
But I, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. That's how you want to hang out with your friends. However, like you said, this one's been a little bit longer of a streak, about 6 weeks now. There is additional factors such as preparation for the baby.
Oh, objection.
Here and comes
plead to emotion.
So I would like to say that the first time that I had said something was yesterday, after I was kind of like, okay, this phase is lasting a little longer than normal. And he played this morning, and then he watched football all day.
I did not play this morning.
You played yesterday morning.
Thank you.
And then you watched football all day out at a bar, and then you came home and we're going to play more. And that was when I was like, huh, do you think this is going to end soon? So, in my defense, I have been very supportive until last
supportive?
Night. Tolerant.
Go, Trey. Knock
you
his armor. Knock his armor.
What was your kill death ratio?
Tolerant
so proud
is
of you.
The best word.
By the way, I'm usually one of the better players in the lobby, if that helps. Does that help?
No.
Doesn't surprise me.
But I, because also in the back of my mind, I think, oh, he's like going through a little thing before the baby comes. He's like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's losing sight of who he is. He's going through something.
Yeah. He's trying to like do these things that he won't ever be able to do again once the child comes.
Well, that's, side argument, Your Honor.
Yeah, that's got to be another trial. That is another trial, another day.
I may argue, Your Honor, that we might have an abundance of free time on our hands and not leaving the home.
So, Judge Jake, that is my...
Where do we go from here, Your Honor?
I don't know. It's like, because there's a difference. Trey, what you brought to me was, hey, I'm playing once or twice a week. You know, it's planned out maybe. But then I'm hearing over here that you played in the morning, watched football all day, and then wanted to play again later.
Okay.
That's quite
that
a bit.
That was but... one.
That's agree. Quite a bit.
I'll agree. Coming home last night and playing a little more was maybe uncalled for, Your Honor. But I pick it up once a week, maybe twice.
I do think video games get a bad rap for being like a very looked down upon hobby when you're right. It really is like no difference. In fact, it's a very great way to hang out with people who maybe live in a different city.
This is fascinating, really quick. I was reading an article on Gen Z. You know, everyone's like, this is Gen Z screwed. It's all a disaster. And how it's so much worse for young girls because every young boys are obsessed with video games. Young girls are obsessed with social media. Video games are communal. They're like working as a team. It's competitive.
They're making memories still.
Girls' obsession is fake, image-based, lonely, and how like there's a pretty big discrepancy in young boys and girls. And I've always, and part of me is like, I wasted a lot of hours in like middle school, like because me and my buddies were obsessed with video games, but also I legit made friends through video games. It would be like, hey, this is that guy who's in our like six period history class. He's really good at video games.
Let's get him on.
So he'd play with us and you'd see him at school and be like, hey, we're friends now.
You dominated coagulation last night.
Yeah. So that's just interesting. But yesterday was a bad example.
Mm-hmm. Katie, what would you
maybe
like?
I was a little. Go ahead.
Well, here's one thought too: is video games to me seem like a little bit of a winter activity,
and like, you have to agree with that, right, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Winter is when I really play it.
Yeah,
I very rarely play it in the summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that's for a lot of people. I don't really watch Netflix at all in the summer, but I'm starting to watch a little bit more now. Katie, for the remainder of the not only the winter months but the non-parent months that we have, remaining
the 1 month.
What do you think is a healthy balance of times that amount that Trey should play video games?
Once a week at his
Your Honor.
Planned hangout time with his friends.
Your Honor, I think this is less to do with the time. I think we're time wise we're in a good place. I think it's more of a respect thing. That's what I like to discuss, Your Honor.
Mm.
What can we get the love of my life to respect my hobbies as I always respect hers?
I think you're going to have a tough time getting her respect ever playing video games. I think that is not, if you want to respect, it's not going to be from a KD ratio.
What if
it's going to be from fatherhood?
Could she maybe sit in on a playing session and maybe she'd get to see?
Yeah. Give her a headset.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. Like take your wife to
war day.
Yeah. To Verdansk day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would actually have the reverse effect of what you're hoping.
I don't know.
Okay, so what is it? Once a week, what was your...
Yeah, once a week at your planned, like I would say, like, hey, Thursday night, I'm going to hang out with some friends. Same thing.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, yeah, so on Thursday night, when I'm hanging out with my friends, get online and play your little game and hang out with your friends.
See, I don't like...
All right, Katie, what happens? Thursday, let's say it's a Monday. Thursday, we got planned. You're hanging with the girls. Trey's going to Verdansk, but it's Wednesday night. You guys are just sitting at home. Nothing's really going on. Trey starts getting a text.
He's on to something.
He starts getting blown up in the group.
This is part of the problem. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, hey, none of us thought we would have time.
Jake
and now we all
works.
Do. Three of us all have time available only for the next hour.
What's
Trey,
so
we need a
special is some, well, there's seven of us that play.
This
and it's like, we're all busy.
Now.
A couple guys are dads.
This is the
and
issue.
And they'll
now.
Be once every 2 or 3 weeks, the stars align. It's like,
yeah.
Got Trey, five of us are on, come on. And then it's kind of
whoa. This never happens.
And I will say, you know how it works. You get a text, and we were hanging out Saturday, and I was like, I'm going to go down and play for a bit. And she, of course, was like, why? So I of course, then we talk a second. She allows it. I come back up. We're sitting there together. And she falls asleep for an hour and a half.
Now, Your Honor.
That one somewhere. No, that's a question, Your Honor.
30 minutes.
So when I sit there with her and she just sleeps on me, what's the difference from we're still not hanging out, are we?
Well, I was planning to hang out with you earlier and then you bailed. So then when you're ready to hang out, I bailed.
Here's what we need. We need a reframing of Katie's mindset, and we need some cataclyptic abilities from you. When Trey says, hey, I'm going to play video games, you just need to be able to snap into sleep time, and you need to reframe like, oh, good. If Trey's playing video games, that means I get to nap. And that's what you do. You just always nap every time he's playing video games.
The thing is usually I'm doing like productive things.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
Oh, he does nothing.
So.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
never mind. That won't work.
Judge Jake, this might be an unsolvable mystery.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I think it'll be solved in about a month. But yeah.
Its way out.
Oh, I don't know. We could have a lot of downtime.
I'm just going to hope it gets to summertime soon.
Adjourned. all right. Man, I really want to go play now.
We have plans tonight.
I'm kidding. All right. Get your tickets to the Grow Up Tour. We'll be
today,
there.
Today, Wednesday.
Jake will be there.
Pre-sale code, grow up, all one word.
Katie will be there some of the time.
At least once.
I promise to do all the shows. I won't skip any for video games.
Good job.
And
Alan will be there.
Alan will be there. It's going to be fun, guys. We can't wait. Get your tickets and subscribe, all that stuff. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.